Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. This is Andrea Maxim from the Profitable Practice Podcast. And what we really want to discuss today is sort of my year in review, and hopefully you can start looking at your year in review in more detail. So for me, I only allow myself 1 week off guilt-free, and that's usually the first week of January. And I don't know about you, but I find in this industry, as much as we think January is going to be our busier month, it typically isn't. Usually a lot of people want to make New Year's resolutions and they want to start bettering their health more in sort of like the health and weight loss sort of field. However, I find people usually are quite spent. They don't want to be spending a lot more money that they already have over Christmas. And I found, at least this year, I found a lot more people were being very conservative with their money as well. So I just didn't find them booking in as much or wanting to spend as much unless it was covered by their benefits. As a naturopath, we get clients that are covered by their health spending plan or their extended benefit plan. So the one thing that I do find with most people is that they have this ideal that they want to get back on track. They have this ideal that they want to start the new year off on the right foot. But often most people don't really follow up with those goals beyond the first week or two. I know for me personally, for this week off, and I'm sure everybody has this, when you have a staycation, and that's exactly what I did this week, was I had a staycation. And of course, leading up to it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have 7 days off and I'm going to get all this stuff done and I'm going to be so productive. And then I had to really be very realistic with myself. And if I wanted to take naps, I took a nap. If I wanted to go to the gym that day, then I did go to the gym, and I went to this really great gym. It was a free week, so it didn't cost me anything but my time, but I felt great, by the way. Mind you, I was walking around like a stick person for the majority of the week up until now. But for me personally, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I'm not a big fan of sort of making these grandiose goals for myself that I'm never going to be able to achieve. I typically like to go with much smaller pieces. So, you know, today, this is what I'm going to accomplish. This week, this is what I'd like to accomplish, that sort of thing. So what I do encourage you to do while we're on the topic of goal setting is listen to my podcast on goal setting and how you can achieve the best year yet. And that is the podcast right before this one. So definitely go listen to that, because that was a great, great podcast filled with so much good information that I picked up from a lot of the big people that focus on goal setting. So definitely check that out. Anyways, this week has been so amazing being off. And as I said, I had a lot of these goals and a lot of these things that I wanted to accomplish. And for the most part, I actually did accomplish most of them, which I'm pretty impressed by. But I just loved sleeping in, and I loved being able to take a nap during the day. And I basically told my husband, I am not commuting with Aria at all to drop her off at grandma and grandpa's or to daycare. And he did that for the most part, which was great. And I listened to podcasts that I've been wanting to listen to. And I tried to focus long enough to read a book. But seriously, I have the mindset of my dog King, which is squirrel, 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 squirrel. So for me, reading is still something that I have to make a better habit with, and just kind of focusing in the moment and staying in the moment. But my attention span is pretty low. And I don't know if any of you can understand with that, but I usually can't focus on a task for any longer than about 15 to 20 minutes. And even while I was listening to the podcast that I wanted to listen to, I would be inspired by what they were talking about, and I would pause the podcast, and then I would open up my notes in my iPhone, and I would start jotting down notes that I wanted to either use in a presentation or use in a podcast or something like that. By the way, I don't know if you guys have an iPhone, but Siri is literally the best virtual assistant on the planet. She comes with your phone. You don't have to pay her any extra money. She's there anytime you want her. And I literally had my earbud in with the microphone, and I would talk to Siri and say, Siri, can you send this text message off? Can you write this note down? Can you read me my top three emails? Could you open my voicemail? I must say, after using her consecutively for a good hour or two to do all these other things that I probably never would have been able to accomplish, let alone remember to accomplish, I think Siri is the bomb diggity, and I love her, and I think everyone should be using her. Anyways, another total digression. But the other big thing that I really wanted to do that I mentioned was I really wanted to get back into exercise. So above like walking my dog, I'm not a big self-motivated person to exercise. And this week off, I knew what gym I wanted to go to. I knew that you could do a free week, so I wanted to try it for free. And it was basically set up like a CrossFit type style thing, but it was like 10 different stations, 30 seconds a station. It was awesome. Anyways, the first day, I literally puked my guts out for a number of different reasons. One, it was my first time working out to that level of intensity in a good 3 to 6 months, if I'm being honest with you. And I also went unfed. So my stomach was completely empty and I was forcing it to go through this intense workout and my blood sugar dropped and yada yada. But the next day that I went, it was like awesome. I really, really conquered it. I looked at all the people around the room and I was really putting a lot more effort in. And then by the end of the week, I wasn't even all that sore after my exercise. But the big thing that kind of struck me was, and you know, everybody gets this when they're on a vacation. I mean, that's just kind of how we are, is I was just like, man, you know, this whole thing about going to work for 12 hours a day. I usually leave the house by 7:30. I'm home by 7 or 7:30. If it's a good night, it's 6 p.m. And I was like, oh, I just really, really love this whole idea of working from home. I was getting so much more accomplished that I've been wanting to get accomplished working from home. And literally after that second workout, I came home to my husband and I said, okay, honey, I think we need to talk. Quickly, followed up by about me, not you or us, just so his, you know, heart didn't jump out of his chest, as I'm sure most men do not like to hear that phrase coming out of their partner's mouth. Anyways, and I just sat on the kitchen floor and I just looked up at him and I was like, you know what, honey? This has been so awesome. It has been so awesome doing things as I want to, getting things done, getting things accomplished, but at my own pace, not being distracted by things going on in the office or phone calls or things like that, being able to go to the gym and kind of taking care of myself this week. And it was just so awesome. Of course, by the next day, that ideal of me just kind of closing up shop. And I was like seriously talking. When I was seriously talking to him, I was really thinking about, you know, what could I do? What would the next steps be? What would I literally have to make every month just to make ends meet without doing anything above and beyond that? But of course, every time I have that sort of backup plan or that exit plan thought out in my head, the universe reels me back in. And I had three new patients email me and call to book in an appointment. So I was like, okay, obviously I'm still needed. Obviously my reputation is still getting out there. So for now, I'm going to stay put. But one of my long-term goals, hopefully within the next 5 to 10 years, is to either just work 2 days a week or just give up the whole brick and mortar altogether and predominantly stay at home and work more online. But that's a future goal. I'm slowly but surely kind of puttering into that, learning more about it. But what I did do is I spent the entire day yesterday going over my books. And I know people say, you know, don't spend a lot of your time doing your own bookkeeping and this, that, or the other thing. But I personally love doing my own bookkeeping. I love having my finger on the pulse of what my exact expenses and income were, where I was spending a lot of my money. I love on QuickBooks looking at the, I think it's like a summary page where it shows you what your last year looked like versus this year. And I was pretty excited when I found out that despite the fact that Aria is just over 1 year of age now, that I actually had my best grossing year ever this year. And I I was just like, you know what? I worked really hard. I definitely worked really hard this year. I worked in a number of different ways as well. But I found that because I set up my business properly this year, I wasn't working as hard as I had in previous years. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But what I really wanted to do is I really wanted to see the exact numbers. Now, this isn't a perfect estimate. I was just using what I wrote down in Google Calendar, and I use Google Calendar for booking just about everything. But I went back to 2014 patient visits, and I went to this year's patient visits just to see, because I felt like I had a lot more influx of patients. And I was pretty impressed when I saw that from last year to this year, my patient visits increased by 43%. My initial visits increased by 14%, and I'm averaging about 19 new patients a month, which is awesome. That's basically one new patient every time I'm in the office. And my acute visits skyrocketed. They almost doubled from last year to this year. And the reason why was because I started implementing a lot more acute programs, a lot more acute visits, just to get patients coming in more frequently. And I think that makes a huge difference to your bottom line, because the more often they come into the office, the more you can teach them about what's new, what new services you have, what new programs you have. And typically when they're in your office, they're more likely to buy a supplement or try a new service while they're there, because they just happen to be there and you're top of mind, right? So it was really cool. And I definitely encourage everybody to do that as well. And there was a free software that I found on Google that allows you to extract all of your Google Calendar stuff into Excel. I think it was something like 2Cal or 2GCal or something like that, but it was totally free. And it was a bit time consuming just to kind of delete all of the appointments that weren't patient centered, but totally worth it in the end. And I would definitely encourage everyone to do that. So what I want you to really think about is, now how is 2016 going to be your best year? And, you know, if this is a year in the future, whatever year you're in, how is that really going to be the best year for you? And I don't know about you guys, but there's something about this year, and I've heard a number of people say this, where it feels really positive. It feels like a lot of really great things are going to happen. I feel like my business is going to be even better this year. And of course, personally, there's a lot of beautiful things that I hope will happen as well. Like, my husband and I are trying for baby number two. So maybe by the end of this year, Aria will be a big sister, which will be crazy, 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 but also very exciting. And I can't even tell you guys how many times this week I saw either 11-11 or 1-11, or my husband would be like, oh my goodness, it's 11-11. It was crazy. So I always use those sort of things as good signs of things to come. Now, I started this year working 4 full days. So it was 2 full days in Caledonia and Cayuga, and then 1.5 days in Burlington. And things are pretty steady. I had to hire a receptionist as soon as my maternity leave was over at the end of 2014. And that was really awesome. That was such an awesome move. Up until that point, I had been doing everything, the admin and being a doctor and trying to do online stuff. And I ended up, you know, of course, like anything else, it was a chore. I had gone through, I think, 3 or 4 receptionists by the time August came around, where I've secured my wonderful, wonderful, and I love her to bits, Emily, I like to call her my office manager, because that's basically what she is. And I had 2 of them that didn't even show up for most of their shifts. So it was a headache, and it was definitely a learning experience. And knowing that when you find good help, you really want to make sure they don't leave. After Emily's 3-month probation, I sat her down and I brought up the conversation of, okay, you've been here for 3 months. Here's the things that I love, love, love. Here's a few things that we need to tweak, but I really want to keep you on. What is it that you'd need? Knowing full well it was either going to be more hours or higher wage. So she opted in for more hours. So she went from 10 hours a week to 15 hours a week, which may not seem like a lot. So that would mean every week that's an extra, because I pay her about minimum wage. So that would be an extra, maybe let's say $50 a week, which adds up over time. So that's an extra $200 a month that I have to now budget as well. But it's so much more valuable for me to have her doing a lot of that crap stuff that I just do not want to do, like putting away my files, making sure that all the papers are secured, pulling out files for the next day, calling people, invoicing them, rebooking, yada, yada, yada. So for me, I think that money is money well spent. But I also found new ways of leveraging my time this year in the way that I really started using my CRM software, which is Infusionsoft. And it is not inexpensive. So Infusionsoft for most people is running about $200 US a month, which is crazy. I can hear you guys being like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. And before this year, I was literally only using it to capture email leads and running my email newsletter, which is also retarded when there's so many other free avenues that you can choose, like MailChimp or even AWeber, which is only $20 a month, is a much better choice. But I knew that if I was going to put in a lot of effort to create campaigns and automate my business with reminders to patients, with tasks, with booking, with any of the online programs, that I was only going to do it once. And Infusionsoft seems to be the one that a lot of the big players are using. So you always want to emulate the people you want to be in life. So I just kind of bit the bullet. So instead of just running it e-newsletters and having it capture leads, I really turned it into everything. It's running everything in my business. It is controlling all of my products, all of my inventory. It is keeping track of every patient that has canceled, booked, whether they're a new patient, which clinic they're in, which allows me then to send out emails specifically to just my Burlington patients or just my Caledonia patients because they don't necessarily overlap for people. And then I also started using it for my invoicing software as well. Now, I will be honest, it is not meant to be a clinic invoicing software. There's some flaws with it, but what I have done is I've also actually implemented some automating campaigns where when patients buy a fish oil or a multivitamin or a vitamin D, something that you know they're going to continuously stay on, it actually tags them every time they purchase that product and it puts them in a reminder sequence. So if I know a multivitamin typically lasts 30 days, knowing that people aren't going to be taking it perfectly all the time, at that 3-week mark, they'll receive a reminder email saying, oh, I think, you know, you should be done your multivitamin. You may want to come in and refill it. And for not very much time it took me to put that together, that has really generated a lot of extra revenue just because people need reminders. People don't want to be thinking about things all on their own. The other thing that really, really saved my business, I would say, this year is that we created a task system. So every time a patient canceled, it would automatically create a task so that Emily would follow up with them in a couple of days and say, oh, we noticed that you canceled your appointment, because I do all automated booking for the most part. And then Emily would call them back and rebook them in. Or if a new patient, which you don't have a lot of contact information of, canceled their first appointment, we would again create a task for them and say, oh, we were just curious if you wanted to create your initial appointment. And then those tasks would jump back and forth between me and Emily. So if it was completed, I would know. If it required me to do some work, then I would contact them, this, that, or the other thing. Same with patients that wanted supplements. So we would keep track of all of that. And it really helps. The more organized you can create your business, the less likely people are to fall through the cracks. And the more money you're going to make, right? Because you're making it easier for them. And I can't tell you how many people this year have commented on how great customer service it is that I offer. So I love that. I love hearing that, of course. And then the other thing that was really awesome this year, and it actually just happened in Q4, so the last couple of months, was I finally created and put out 3 online programs. And I've been wanting to, as I've mentioned, dabble into the online space and offer more passive income to patients or to people that want to learn from me. So I put together a completely food-based sort of lifestyle weight loss program. And when I launched that to my patients, because another cool thing that I did was I actually did 20 days of giveaways in December. So every single day they got an email from me with a new promo, 15% off this supplement, or a free infrared sauna, because I have the infrared sauna at my office, or something along those lines. And people loved it, just loved it. It didn't make a ton of money, but it still made some extra that I didn't have to really work too hard for. But anyways, when I launched this completely online, done-for-you sort of weight loss program, it sold just about $1,000 in the 2 weeks that I launched it. So that's a pretty good return on investment, considering that the template cost me $97. So this is something that I strongly encourage all of you to think about. And I have a free 7-day sort of lead magnet on my website now where people could do a 7-day for free. And then at the end of the 7-day or at the end of that week, they get an offer to upsell them to the 14-day, 21-day, or 6-week program. At the end of those programs, they then can be upsold to work with me one-on-one if they so choose. But the other one that I'm the most proud of really is for you guys. So I created, I've talked, I think, about the 7-day detox program that I run in my office. And I started it in about 2012. And since that day, and literally I learned about it, I implemented it into my office the next day. Since that day, that program single-handedly has been my most profit-generating turnkey program that patients consistently come back to me for, whether it's just for the detox powder, whether it's to do it with their friends or family members. I get the most referrals for it. I get the most patients wanting to repeat it time and time again. So what I did was I put it together for you guys, and I basically packaged it all up, totally done for you. All the emails are written. All of the sales copy is written. All of the templates are ready for your branding and your personal flair. And the best part about the whole thing is it all can be implemented by you in less than a day. And I promise you that it will pay for itself with your first patient or client. If you want to check it out, I have the link in the course notes, and definitely go to the website and check that out. But it is maximizedbusiness.ca/7-day-detox-program. So again, this is my complete 7-day detox program, perfectly put together for you. Everything that you need is done for you, and it will pay for itself with your first patient or client. I can promise you that. So again, that's maximizebusiness.ca/7-day-detox-program. And that link is also in the course notes. And then the final program that I did was I wrote my book, Maximized Health, and I put together all of the, or most of the interviews that I did when I researched the book and packaged it up as an expert audio series. So now anytime somebody buys the book, I can also upsell them to the audio series as well. Or if anybody just wants the audio series, they can do that too. So things for you to think about in the new year. And as I said, I really reworked my business a lot this year, and I did a lot of really positive things. I took away the stuff that really wasn't working, and I finally made my business work as I want it to. And by the end of this year, I sat back and I said, finally, I'm there. It's been 4 years, only 4 years, guys. I can't believe it. And my Caledonia business is running the way it should be. Everything feels really, really good. I'm like in a really good space right now because I put in the effort and I finally listened to what people have been telling me to do this whole time. So what I did with regards to my business was I created extra services to offer to them. And the key part about it was not just the creation, it was that I was consistently pitching it to patients, consistently telling them about it. I'm using it now in my seminars when I speak to audiences at health food stores. And the one thing that was really, really awesome was in the Caledonia office, I have had a spare treatment room there since I bought it. So this is back in 2011. And basically, it's just been taunting me. Every single time I came into the clinic, that room was not being used. And yes, I've had some practitioners kind of come and go and try to set up their business there, but really, they just weren't in the right mindset to do so. So then it would become an empty space again. And it wasn't, of course, generating any money for me because it was completely vacant. It basically became a storage room. And I've been thinking about all the things that I could put into it. Maybe I could run, you know, a smoothie business out of it, which is insane. Or maybe that could be like a little grocery store for people, which again is kind of insane. But I really thought about what is it that I do in my practice the most? And I do a lot of detoxification work with patients. And that's really my sort of turnkey business is running the 7-day detox, doing consistent cleansing and detoxification, and just foundational work with my patients. And I was just thinking, what is a really great quality service that I can offer that won't cost me any more of my time necessarily and gives patients a reason to keep coming back? Because my favorite visits, honestly, in practice are my acupuncture visits or my hydrotherapy visits, where as soon as the treatment is established, you just allow the patient to relax. And I find more patients just, while talking is great, most people just need 20 to 30 minutes of silence a day for them to really feel refreshed and recouped. So I did a little bit of research, and therefore I found that the infrared sauna was a really great way to offer patients a treatment completely supervised by me, but I don't need to be sitting in the room with them the entire time, so I can be seeing patients in my other treatment room. And it helps them detoxify. It helps them lose weight. It helps their bones and joints and things to be rid of arthritis and inflammation. It helps with skin issues. A lot of the basic complaints that patients and clients are coming to see us to begin with. So I did my research. The best quality one on the market that I could find was the Sonaray, and that's by a great company out in Collingwood. They are not inexpensive. But I bought mine used. So it was one of those things where I thought about it. I looked on Kijiji. There was one that was for sale used. I knew if I didn't jump on it, I was going to have to pay the full price. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go and do this. And I will tell you that that $3,000 investment was not coming at the best time. I mean, I just dumped a whole bunch of money into the practice for new equipment and paying off, like our professional fees and things like that. But I just said, you know what, if I don't do this, I'm never going to have it. And the nice thing about it was the spa that was using it barely had anybody even sit in it, maybe 25 people top. So it was basically brand new. And so as I've said in previous podcasts, is that if you're going to offer something new, you have to take action on it immediately and it has to be implemented immediately. And you have to start telling people about it. Otherwise, they're never going to know that it exists. So literally the week after I secured the payment, but I didn't have it in my office, I was sending out promos to patients being like, look, this is what we're getting. This is what it's good for. Just so you know, here's how I'm packaging it. So I do it very inexpensive, $40 for just a one-off 30-minute visit in the sauna. And then you can buy packages if you want to, because I do find with the sauna, doing it once a week really isn't going to get you very good results. You need to be going at least 3 to 5 times a week. So selling people packages makes the most sense. And those packages are then being sold as they come in, not necessarily in advance. And the other story around it is that my husband and I had to put it together. So it finally came to, we loaded it up on my husband's truck and brought it to the office on a Sunday night, because my first patient that was going to use it literally was the next day. So we had to get it done. And I'm pretty impressed, guys. Like, my husband and I have passed the IKEA test. We've passed the Costco test. We literally dismantled and rebuilt an entire IKEA kitchen in our condo together without so much of a raised voice. Totally, totally not lying here. We are really good when it comes to this sort of stuff, simply because I know that he's the brawn. I know that he's really good at putting things together, and I will let him do that. And I'm really good at organizing it all. So when it came to the IKEA kitchen, I did all the computer mapping. I did all of the picking with regards to what cabinet was going to go where, what our options were. And then I just relayed back to him, well, do you like this color? Do you like this style? What do you want? And then he basically, once I put all the cabinets together, he hung them. He did all of that. So we have like our respective roles that we love. Same thing went for the sauna. And we thought, oh, this will be a cinch. Like, you just put it together in 2 hours. I told the spa to leave it in as big pieces as possible. Of course, they didn't do that. And so 6 hours later, and having to secure my daughter at my parents' place so that she had a place to sleep, because we were at the clinic until about 11:30 at night putting this stupid thing together, but we did it. And it has literally paid for itself in 2 months. And it was because I continued to pitch it, because I was telling patients about it all the time, and I used it as a really great sort of lead generator. So every single patient, I offer that treatment for free just so they can try it. Anybody who isn't a patient can also try it for free. And then usually people will either like it or they won't. And now that winter's coming around, a lot more patients are going to start using it because it's cold outside and they want to be warm. Because if you've ever been in a sauna, my goodness, it's like you're under a hot sun on a beach and it's quiet. You don't have kids bothering you. You don't have anybody bothering you. You can actually sit and read for once. And I also found that it was a great upsell to a weight loss program that I also launched towards the end of this year. And this was because I was really listening to what patients were needing from me and what patients more and more were coming to me for. And almost all of them needed some sort of a weight loss support. So I actually went to a conference and I spoke to an ND who specializes in weight loss, and I asked her how she does it. Like, how does she package it together? What does she offer it for? And so literally, again, after that weekend conference was done, on that Monday, I put it together. It's not perfect, but I'd rather put it into action and then make tweaks to it later. And so I put together a 12-week sort of kick you in the butt transformation program that I offer 15-minute visits every single week, and they're $20 a visit. So that's about $240 per person. And patients loved it. Again, covered under their benefits or out of pocket. It's a very low risk, high reward program. And they also then would use the infrared sauna on top of it to get that extra benefit of the further detoxification and getting some of the extra water weight out. And so this January is actually booked more solid than any January I can think of in the past, because I have these people coming in to see me that started back in November and December. So pretty awesome. And these are things for you to think about as well, is how you can really rework your business and really think about what your patients are consistently telling you that they want from you, and how can you offer it, and try to find ways that you can do it passively as well. So you don't need to necessarily be sitting with them for the full half an hour. You can kind of get them set up, get their treatment going, check in on them, but see other patients at the same time. So what I'm really hoping for this year as well, and I know this is kind of my year in review, and I would love to hear your year in review stories as well. Definitely post them on the Maxim Movement Facebook page. Send me a quick email if you want to. Anything that you've learned, anything you have questions about, if I can help tweak something for you, I'd love to offer you that sort of support. And I love hearing from you guys in general anyway. But one thing that I didn't do that much this year is travel. And it's very hard for me, as I'm sure you can understand, to walk away from the business guilt-free and go on a vacation. And honestly, I find staycations to be so much more rewarding to me, because I'm staying at home. I'm getting things done that I wanted to get done anyway. I can still check my emails, but I'm not going into the office, because sometimes, and I think I'm going to do more staycations. As I said, I only do typically one a year, but I think I might do one every 4 months or so, just because I really, really found it so rewarding and so beneficial for me, and sort of re-energizing my mindset, that I'm also hoping to travel a little bit more too, and go to the gym more, and take naps more. And I'd really like to restructure my schedule so that I have 2 days off in a row, because right now I only have Fridays and Sundays off, and having 2 days off in a row is pretty nice. So some way I'm going to have to rework things this year, but you never know. You never know how the year's going to go, and I'm definitely enjoying the ride, and it's going to be exciting to see how what I implemented in the last 3 months of 2015 is going to play out in 2016. But more so than that, I really want to hear from you guys, and I want to hear your reviews on the podcast, and I want to hear what you want me to talk about this year, because this is a brand new year, right? And if there's new topics and new things coming out that you want me to touch upon, I'd love to hear from you. So as I said, the Maxim Movement Facebook page, you can address me on Twitter at AndreaMaximND. Definitely leave your reviews, and together we can dominate 2016. Andrea, out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.